AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there's no evidence of Russian claims of genocide in separatist regions of Ukraine. He also again offered to broker a peace agreement.
I repeat what I've said several times. My good offices are available, and we will not relent in the search for a peaceful solution. The United Nations, the entire international system are being tested, and we must pass this test.
President Biden has imposed sanctions on Russian banks and oligarchs supporting Vladimir Putin's efforts.
None of us should be fooled. None of us will be fooled. There is no justification. Further Russian assault in Ukraine remains a severe threat in the days ahead. And if Russia proceeds, it is Russia and Russia alone that bears the responsibility.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has canceled a Thursday meeting in Geneva with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in light of Putin's latest moves. Blinken adding,
the further renewed Russian invasion of Ukraine that has now begun means clearly that the idea of having a meeting this week with Foreign Minister Lavrov pursue diplomacy now rejected by Russia, does not make sense.
The European Union is sanctioning Russian legislators who are backing Putin's efforts. The United Kingdom also hitting banks and a trio of oligarchs with sanctions. While Putin blames NATO for the crisis, with an estimated 150,000 Russian troops massed on three sides of Ukraine, the U.S. has warned that Moscow has already decided to invade. A 43-year-old Portland, Oregon man is charged with murder after shooting and killing one protester, wounding four others during a confrontation in a city park Saturday night. Benjamin Smith was shot and critically wounded by another person in the crowd. This is AP News. Beekeepers turn to technology to prevent the theft of hives.
In the past few weeks, more than 1,000 beehives worth hundreds of thousands of dollars have been reported stolen in California.
Our victim, a couple weeks ago, they've lost over $150,000 worth of bees.
Thomas Hayes is with the Yolo County Sheriff's Office. Claire Towser's apiaries have been hit. She says beekeeping is a growing business.
People think they can make a quick, easy buck by stealing hives and putting them into pollination.
A tightening supply of bees and soaring pollination fees are likely motivating beekeepers to go rogue. And these thieves aren't outsiders.
You have to have specialized equipment. It's not something that's a random act. It's very calculated.
Towser says it takes a year to make a healthy hive.
It makes us just really sad. It's something that we haven't slept. Even though we recovered our hives, this is something that has just really shook us.
GPS tracking devices and surveillance cameras are being used to protect the hives. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.